And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing. And we're basically both in here. Right? We're both in this studio.
Any help you need, Jason, I'm here to provide.
I love it, man. Always a pleasure. Make sure you listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And before the break, I teased some comments that Aaron Rodgers made, not so much about retirement. We got into that a little bit earlier, but Aaron Rodgers was talking about the Steelers and where they stack up compared to the rest of the NFL, and I thought it was interesting. Let me try to find those.
You don't need to, Jason, because here it is.
I think most of the 32 teams would probably say something to that accord at this time of the year, but I think that there's really only 6 to 8 that really have a legitimate chance. Sometimes it's 10 to 12, and there's teams that surprise you, but I would say on paper we're probably one of those 10 to 12.
Very interesting.
Really, Mr. Rodgers? Now, what was your first reaction when you heard that clip, Mr. Limits?
That I was hoping that Aaron Rodgers would think that, or else why would he have signed here?
Okay,
if he didn't
think
that he was included, if the Steelers were included in those 10 to 12 teams, he would not be a Steeler, and he'd probably be on the beach in Malibu retired right now. So he clearly thinks that this team is good enough to be able to win it. He is a key component of whatever they do. So Rodgers clearly, I think, has enough confidence that he still has enough left in the tank to be able to get the deal done. And I guess paired with Mike Tomlin, that this is actually a team, is he looking through it with blinders of a final season and with some hope on his mind? Maybe. Because nobody in Pittsburgh believes from an outside perspective other than on that team that they can win a Super Bowl.
So I agree with you. And my own perspective on it, I read that actually, and then listened to the audio. I laughed. I was like, this guy really thinks this? No, he can't. And then I started going through and I said, okay, I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers at his word and I'm going to go through and look at what 6 to 8 teams do I feel like have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl? And sometimes it can be 10 and 12 teams that surprise you. So I thought, okay, I'm going to have a first cut of 6 to 8 teams that have a very good chance to win the Super Bowl. And then which teams can maybe surprise us? So my first list, the 6 to 8, and I actually settled on 6 that I think have a very good chance to win the Super Bowl. Buffalo, Baltimore, Detroit, Kansas City, Philadelphia, and Washington. Do you see any problems there?
No, I see no issues.
Anybody you would add to that group? Anybody I omitted?
Give the list again.
Buffalo,
okay.
Baltimore,
yep.
Detroit,
yep.
Kansas City,
yep.
Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
and Washington.
I would say probably not. No, those are all the best favorites. I mean, I don't think that Green Bay is really in that conversation yet. Cincinnati with Burrow is always around that regard.
Yeah.
But no, I think that you probably have it.
So Cincinnati worries me with their defense, but separate discussion there. Now, Green Bay is an interesting one because if you expand that out a little bit, like Rodgers is saying, and we get the 10 to 12 that, quote, surprise you, I'd put the Steelers in that group. I would. My next group, if we try to get to 10 to 12 that would surprise you, and I landed on 11, teams that are capable of surprising us can get to 10 to 12. Denver, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, and the Vikings.
Yeah, I like that list. Vikings, though, with J.J. McCarthy, I don't think is going to be able to get there just because I don't think McCarthy is very good.
I know. I'm with you, but they had a really good year last year. They didn't lose a ton.
Oh, they have like a top 5 roster.
Yeah.
But if your quarterback play isn't good, you're not going to win.
But it fits the description, though, Limits, of teams
right.
that could surprise you. What
it
if
does.
J.J. McCarthy becomes Jaden Daniels or something like that? That would qualify as a surprise, and they're firmly on that list.
Chargers with a really good head coach, with a good quarterback in Herbert, with a defense that has gotten better, they're definitely on that list. So I think that you've hit the nail on the head pretty well. Denver, see, I'm not as high on Denver as a lot of other people. Their roster is improved. Sean Payton has done a really good job. I just want to see another year of Bo Nix before I buy into Denver. You know, and he played very well.
That's fair.
The final stretch of the season. I'm still not completely sold on Denver, though.
I'm sold on Denver being in that second cut. And maybe I'm overvaluing the Denver Broncos. I don't know. But you've got Sean Payton. You've got some weapons. I think Bo Nix has some talent to him, certainly. I don't think you would disagree with me there.
No.
But like to put the Steelers and that reading that statement from Aaron Rodgers, it sounds like he's saying something that's goofy, and he's not.
Where does he rank? Where do the Steelers rank though? Are they 10? Are they 11? Are they 12?
I mean, I think they're certainly in that range. Sure. I don't know if I'd put them any higher than 9. Like those 6 are clearly ahead of them. I think I'd put Green Bay ahead of them.
I would.
I think you would.
Yep.
Yeah. I would put the Chargers ahead of them, too.
Especially being in the NFC, with the weaker NFC for Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's getting better, but still not as strong as the AFC quarterback-wise. I'd put Green Bay ahead of them.
I would be comfortable putting the Steelers ahead of the Broncos and the Vikings on that list.
I agree with that. I agree with both.
Am I missing anybody? Because
I'd Cincinnati put the Chargers ahead of them, to answer your question.
No. I mean, a team that we're not – like, we're at 11. Can we get to 12 with a team that we think could legitimately surprise somebody – to get to or win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
I mean, I would be more surprised if the Steelers get to the Super Bowl than Cincinnati just because of the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins effect.
Would you really?
Yeah, their defense sucks.
They like, have
their
no defense.
Their defense is awful. But their offense could just be able to overpower people and outscore everyone because they're such great players on that offense. As long as they can protect Burrow, I think they could make a run.
I would be more surprised if the Bengals made it than the Steelers.
Really?
Yes. I would.
Just because of the defense or what other factor?
Because of the lack of defense. Yeah. I mean, they've got a better offense. They've got better quarterback play, certainly. They just have no defense. I don't know. And maybe that means I need to revise my AFC North standings. Because it's a tough line to draw. If I'm going to say I'm more surprised by the Bengals making the Super Bowl than I am the Steelers, but originally I had the Steelers finishing behind the Bengals in the AFC North, and that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Look, I have the Steelers right now as probably the second best team in the AFC North just because of partly that with Cincinnati, but I would have more faith in the Bengals to be able to get deep into the playoffs because they've done it realistically. They went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah.
When they've gone to the playoffs, they've had playoff success. Where when the Steelers go to the playoffs, they get their doors blown off in the first quarter, and it's non-competitive by the fourth. So, yes, I would be more surprised if it was the Steelers than Cincinnati that would advance and go far towards the Super Bowl.
Okay, let's overreact. It's Overreaction Friday. It's day two. This is the perfect time to go nuts here. If the Steelers would do this, what would it take? What would have to happen in order for this stuff to actually take hold and the Steelers wind up, and let's say they infiltrate that conversation of the 6 teams that we feel pretty confidently about them getting to the Super Bowl, what would it take to get there? I'll list mine first because
sure.
I'm the one kind of making this stuff up. But number one, it's the defense getting back to what I think a lot of the expectations of this defense have been. Pressuring the quarterback. The sack total has to be high, probably top 5 in the NFL. I think you need a, you know, defensive player of the year type of season from TJ Watt. He doesn't have to win the award, but 11.5 sacks is not going to cut it. I think you would need Derek Harmon to, you know, play like Peyton Wilson and then some. You'd need him to be a very strong, one of the best rookies on any defense in the NFL. You'd obviously need the Jalen Ramsey experiment to work out. I think you'd need everybody to stay healthy. You'd need to fix your issues in the running game. But I do think that's stuff that's within the Steelers' reach. I don't think that's asking too much. Offensively, I think it starts at the offensive line. Broderick Jones is going to have to pan out on the left side. I think the offensive line needs to stay healthy. I don't think they can withstand a lot of injuries. I think it requires Roman Wilson becoming what the Steelers thought he could become. No injuries, no adjustment. Like, he has to get on a moving train pretty quickly. In the Jonnu Smith experience, I think that's important. And no, he doesn't have to be used as a traditional tight end. He's not going to be used as a traditional tight end, but for him to be a weapon. And so they don't have a traditional wide receiver 2. but you're able to slice it up between Calvin Austin, more established, Jonnu Smith, creativity, and Roman Wilson with instant progression or you know, him being able to quickly assert himself in the offense, I do think the offense can be pretty good. And last but not least, of course, Aaron Rodgers staying healthy and being some reasonable facsimile of the Aaron Rodgers of old in protecting the football.
The texters have mentioned the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that we left off, the Rams, as well as the Texans. Also the Bears, but no, I'm not putting the Bears ahead of them right now.
I'm not putting the Bears, and I'm not putting the Texans
I'm not
there.
Putting the Texans either. I don't believe in the Texans. I just don't. C.J. Stroud is good, but I don't believe in a lot of the pieces that they have around him, especially their defense. Their defense is solid. New offensive coordinator gives me a little bit of trouble with Houston as well. The Rams I would put ahead of the Steelers. With Stafford, Davante Adams, Cooper Kupp, Sean McVay, Jared Verse is becoming a star on defense. Fisk is a good player on defense. Their secondary is a little bit shaky, but the Rams are definitely ahead of them. Tampa Bay, I would probably put neck and neck with the Steelers. I like the Buccaneers roster, especially their receiving core. I mean, Jason, their receiving core outside of Cincinnati might be the best in football with Mike Evans, Godwin, the rookie McMillan that they had last year, and they also signed a free agent to a decent contract.
Yeah, those are valid points. I'm not going to argue. But I do think, like, if we pick six teams right now, you know, we've got the Broncos, the Packers, the Steelers, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Bengals, the Rams, and the Buccaneers. Teams that have been nominated for that second six, we'll call it. We've got a firm six and a second six. I'm very confident with the Steelers' place in that group.
Tampa Bay signed Sterling Shepard, and they drafted Emeka Ibuka in the first round.
They're just going to throw it every time, aren't they?
And they have Bucky Irving as their back. He's fine. Rashad White as well. Cade Otton at tight end. Tampa Bay is probably better. Their offensive line is okay. But, man, if you want to try to find a wide receiver to trade for, it would probably be Tampa Bay. And Jalen McMillan would be the ideal guy. He was very productive for them last year. They're probably not going to deal him. But why did they pick Ibuka?
Because it's the NFL and you need wide receiving talent?
Well, I'll tell that to the Steelers. They only have DK Metcalf, and they traded their
I
other talent away.
I have been telling it to the Steelers, Austin.
They traded their other talented guy away.
I think I would
for
eliminate...
For the right reasons, because he was a headache. But again, did they have much of a plan to replace him? It's going to depend on Roman Wilson.
Yeah. If we're looking at this list, and I gave eight names, and we have to eliminate two to get down to six.
Sure.
My two scratches would be the Broncos and the Bengals.
Broncos, yes.
As we think through this more, the Rams, I get your case. The Bucks, I get your case. I'm not moving off the Chargers, the Steelers, the Packers. And I think Minnesota is there. I do. I think there's enough talent around J.J. McCarthy.
I'm moving Minnesota out in favor of keeping the Bengals in.
Keeping
Cincinnati, and I'm taking out the Vikings.
I just don't trust
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. I mean, so you just think the Bengals are going to be able to win games like 45-42?
Against the right opponents, yes.
Yeah.
Like, if they get into a matchup against, like, Houston, let's say they're, like, the top wild card, and they play the Texans, yeah, they could win a shootout. They could win a shootout against Buffalo. They could win a shootout against Baltimore.
They
Especially
can.
Familiarity against the Ravens, yeah.
They can. But what if Burrow gets hurt?
They're going to find, well, if Burrow gets hurt, they're done.
Okay.
If any team loses their starting quarterback, they're done. Like, if Patrick Mahomes goes down for the Chiefs, it's over. If Allen gets hurt, it's over. If Lamar is done, bye-bye Ravens. You know, you could say that about any team that has a good quarterback.
Well, fine. I don't believe in the Bengals that much, man. I just don't.
Well, I just believe in their track record of playoff success when it ultimately comes down to it, going up against the Steelers. Like, the Steelers in the regular season might end up having a better record, but if both teams got in, I would have more confidence in the Bengals advancing than the Steelers.
Yeah, I guess what I'm banking my argument on with the Steelers is I do believe the defense will be better.
But better be. It's the highest paid by far in the NFL.
I know. And it was not that good last year, and they made some important changes. At all three levels, I feel like they've gotten better. And I don't think they got the best out of TJ Watt. Like, I don't think we saw anywhere close to what this Steelers defense can be last year. And I think there's a lot of people making assertions about them that think they're mediocre or not very good, and I think that's wrong.
No, they're.
I mean, I agree with you. They better be good. They're spending the money to be good.
Right. They're good, but are they great? And they're paid to be great.
We don't need them to be great. We need them to be among the top 12 teams in the NFL.
Well, this defense needs to be great considering all the question marks on offense. This is a team that they have built to have the defense carry them, to basically say, we're going to win games on defense. Defense wins championships. Win the Mike Tomlin way of wanting to win, which is with defense. So if they're not a top five defense, it's a significant disappointment for me.
Yeah.
Because of the pieces that they have. They have how many Hall of Famers on this defense right now? Ramsey, Watt, Cam Hayward, good player in Darius Slay as well. Alex Highsmith, Pro Bowl type of player. Patrick Queen, Pro Bowl player. This team better be a significant threat on defense and better be a top five defense.
Well, you know what?
They're going to be in trouble.
You know what else needs to change limits is the Tomlin way of winning.
Well, yeah, it should.
I don't want any more of
that.
This.
It should be more centered to offense and focused towards offense. Like, look at the Rams. And I said Cooper Kupp's still on the Rams. He's in Seattle now. But Puka Nacua with Devontae Adams, with Kyren Williams, with Matthew Stafford. That's how you win. You win with a good quarterback, surrounding your good quarterback with pieces and a good offensive mind. Sure, you can win in other regards with, like, Sean McDermott, but Sean McDermott has Joe Brady to call the offense, who won a national championship at LSU with Joe Burrow. You could say the same thing about Dan Campbell. Well, they had Ben Johnson as their offensive coordinator to go along with Jared Goff. So, yeah. Dan Quinn in Washington. Cliff Kingsbury's been a head coach. He's been a successful coordinator with Jaden Daniels. And I have a lot of questions on if Arthur Smith is that same type of offensive mind. So that's why the defense has to be able to step up and be their main catalyst.
Yep. Fair enough. All right.